It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. That apparent assault you just heard about in the Montana special election came after reporter Ben Jacobs asked Republican congressional candidate Greg Gianforte his views on the new Congressional Budget Office score of the House GOP's health care bill. Republicans in the Capitol aren't grabbing and punching reporters, but the long-awaited CBO score is out, and it may be causing some of them some angst nonetheless. The CBO says the bill that passed the House earlier this month would leave 23 million fewer Americans insured over the next decade. That number's not completely unexpected, but it is a setback for Republicans, who are now turning to a complicated debate in the Senate to get an Obamacare repeal and replacement plan passed there. Here with me is Jennifer Habercorn. She's senior healthcare reporter for Politico. Jennifer, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much for having me.
I take it you were asking Republicans in the Capitol yesterday about this CBO score. I hope you didn't get punched.
Yes, I survived. I never thought it would be so contentious to ask about CBO scores, but I hope Ben is okay in Montana. But yes, I was asking several Republicans yesterday, once the score came out, you know, how they feel about the numbers, what they think it means for the bill in the Senate. And, you know, several Republicans kind of just dodged my question. They said, oh, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. Granted, the score had just come out. Of course, Democrats read it very quickly and were very quick to put out some react, but Republicans were not.
Okay, so no punches thrown, but let's talk about the CBO projections themselves. We mentioned the 23 million. What are the other highlights?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that really jumped out at me is that 14 million fewer people would be uninsured just 1 year after this bill were to become law. That would be a really immediate cliff for a lot of folks who would go from having ACA coverage today to perhaps having nothing at all next year. The other thing I was looking out for was the bill would save $119 billion. Republicans have to save money in this bill in order to pass it through this complicated process that they're using in the Senate. And, you know, Republican staff was telling me yesterday that they now need to go over this bill line by line, the score line by line, to make sure it doesn't violate any of the rules that they have to abide by, or else the bill would essentially fall apart.
What about premiums? Do they go up or down for most people? What about coverage for pre-existing conditions?
Yeah, premiums will go up the first 2 years after this bill were to become law. And then it would be a big question mark, mostly depending on where you live. Some people would see their premiums go down. Other people would see them go up. The X factor here would be those state waivers. This was the MacArthur Amendment, the last minute deal that Republicans struck between Congressman MacArthur of the Tuesday group, the group of moderates, and the conservatives. They allow states to opt out of some of Obamacare's consumer protections. So depending on what your state were to do, if they were to opt out of some of these things, would have a big influence on whether your premiums would go up or down. If you're sick, the insurance company would be able to charge you more. So most likely, if you're young and healthy, your premiums would go down. And if you're older or sicker or at risk for illnesses, your premiums will probably go up.
So we're talking about the House bill that passed earlier this month. Meanwhile, Republican senators appear really to be trying to tamp down expectations, Jen, of their own healthcare efforts. GOP leader Mitch McConnell told Reuters yesterday that right now he doesn't know how he's going to get 50 votes to pass a plan. Is there frustration in Republican ranks in the Senate about trying to reach a deal here?
Oh, absolutely. And I was kind of surprised by those comments from Leader McConnell as well. Of course, it's somewhat obvious. If they had the votes, they would have put the bill on the floor, you know, yesterday and arranged a vote right away. But I think Republicans in the Senate are coming to terms with just how difficult these decisions are. I mean, pre-existing conditions, this CBO score essentially said that people with pre-existing conditions would not be protected. And that's a huge liability politically. And I think Republicans in the Senate are very cognizant of that.
Jennifer Habercorn of Politico in the Capitol talking to Republicans about health insurance, about the Congressional Budget Office. Jen Habercorn, thank you.
Todd, thanks so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.